Thank you for joining me today for day 120 of Bible in a Year, New International Version. Today we'll be going over 1 Chronicles 7, 8, and 9. 1 Chronicles 7. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Puah, Jashub, and Shimron, 4 in all. The sons of Tola, Uzziah, Raphael, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Samuel, heads of their families. During the reign of David, the descendants of Tola listed as fighting men in their genealogy numbered 22,600. The son of Uzi, Izriah. The sons of Izriah, Michael, Obadiah, and Isaiah. All five of them were chiefs. According to their family genealogy, they had 36,000 men ready for battle, for they had many wives and children. The relatives who were fighting men belonging to all the clans of Issachar, as listed in their genealogy, were 87,000 in all. Three sons of Benjamin, Bela, Beker, and Jediel. The sons of Bela, Esben, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Eri, heads of families, 5 in all. Their genealogical record listed 22,034 fighting men. The sons of Beker, Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Elimeth. All these were the sons of Beker. Their genealogical record listed the heads of families and 20,200 fighting men. The son of Jediel, Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan, Jush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenanah, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Jediel were heads of families. There were 17,200 fighting men ready to go out to war. The Shupites and Hupites were the descendants of Ir, and the Hushites the descendants of Aher. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shillem, the descendants of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh, Machir took a wife from among the Hupites and Shupites. His sister's name was Makkah. Machir's wife Makkah gave birth to a son and named him Peresh. His brother was named Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakim. The son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister, Hamaloketh, gave birth to Ishbud, Abiezer, and Mala. The sons of Shemaida were Ahayan, Shechem, Likhi, and Anayim. The descendants of Ephraim, Shuthelah, Bered his son, Tahath his son, Eliada his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, and Shuthelah his son. Ezer and Iliad were killed by the native-born men of Gath when they went down to seize their livestock. Their father Ephraim mourned for them many days, and his relatives came to comfort him. Then he lay with his wife again, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. He named him Beriah, because there had been misfortune in his family. His daughter was Shirah, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon, as well as Uzan Shirah. Rephah was his son, Reshaph his son, Tela his son, Tahan his son, Laden his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Their lands and settlements included Bethel and its surrounding villages, Naran to the east, Gezer and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its villages all the way to Aiah and its villages. Along the borders of Manasseh were Beth-shan, Tanakh, Megiddo, and Dor, together with their villages. The descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah. Their sister was Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Berzeath. Heber was the father of Japhlet, Shomer and Hotham, and of their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pasek, Bimhal, and Ashveth. These were Japhlet's sons. The sons of Shomer, Ahi, Raga, Huba, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helam, Zophah, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Sua, Harnifer, Shual, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Had, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Bera. The sons of Jether, Jephunneh, Pispah, and Era. The sons of Ula, Era, Haniel, and Riziah. All these were descendants of Asher, heads of families, choice men, brave warriors, and outstanding leaders. The number of men ready for battle, as listed in their genealogy, was 26,000. 1 Chronicles 8. Benjamin was the father of Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second son, Ahara the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. The sons of Bela were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephophan, and Huram. These were the descendants of Ehud, who were the heads of families of those living in Geba and were deported to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who deported them and who was the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. Sons were born to Shaharaim in Moab after he divorced his wives Hushim and Bara. By his wife Hodesh, he had Jobab, Zibiah, Misha, Malcolm, Jews, Sakia, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of families. By Hushim he had Abitub and Elpal. The sons of Elpal, Eber, Misham, Shemed, who built Ono and Lud with its surrounding villages, and Bariam and Shema, who were heads of families of those living in Ajalon and who drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Shishak, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were the sons of Beria. Zebediah, Meshullam, Hizki, Heber, Ishmerai, Isliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpal. Jakim, Zikri, Zabdi, Elianai, Zilithai, Eliel, Adiah, Bariah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shammai. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthothijah, Iphdeah, and Penuel were the sons of Shishak. Shamsherai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jerishiah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeraham. All these were heads of families, chiefs as listed in their genealogy, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son was Abdon, followed by Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Geder, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth, who was the father of Shemaiah. They too lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish the father of Saul, and Saul the father of Jonathan, Malkishua, Adinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoiada, Jehoiada the father of Elameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri, and Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Biniah, Rapha was his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these were their names: Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheria, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. The sons of his brother Eshek, Ulam his firstborn, Jush the second son, and Eliphelet the third. The sons of Ulam. The sons of Ulam were brave warriors who could handle the bow. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. All these were the descendants of Benjamin. 1 Chronicles 9. All Israel was listed in the genealogies recorded in the book of the kings of Israel. The people of Judah were taken captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now the first to resettle on their own property in their own towns were some Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. Those from Judah, from Benjamin, and from Ephraim and Manasseh who lived in Jerusalem were Uthai, son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Benai, a descendant of Perez, son of Judah. Of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn and his sons. Of the Zerahites, Jeuel. The people from Judah numbered 690. Of the Benjamites, Salu, son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasenua. Ibniah, son of Jeraham, Elah, son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshullam, son of Shephatiah, the son of Rul, the son of Abinijah. The people from Benjamin, as listed in their genealogy, numbered 956. All these men were heads of their families. Of the priest, Jebediah, Jehoiarib, Jekin, Azariah, son of Milkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the official in charge of the house of God, Adiah, son of Jeroham, the son of Peshur, the son of Malkijah, and Maasai, son of Adiel, the son of Jazerah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshillameth, the son of Immer. The priests who were heads of the families numbered 1760. They were able men responsible for ministering in the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, a Merarite, Bakbakar, Harish, Galal, and Mattaniah, son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the village of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers, Shallum, Akub, Talman, Ahiman, and their brothers, Shallum their chief, being stationed at the king's gate on the east up to the present time. These were the gatekeepers belonging to the camp of the Levites, Shallum son of Kor, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his fellow gatekeepers from his family, the Korahites, were responsible for guarding the thresholds of the tent just as their fathers had been responsible for guarding the entrance to the dwelling of the Lord. In earlier times, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, was in charge of the gatekeepers, and the Lord was with him. Zechariah, son of Meleshemiah, was the gatekeeper at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Altogether, those chosen to be gatekeepers at the threshold numbered 212. They were registered by genealogy in their villages. The gatekeepers had been assigned to their positions of trust by David and Samuel the seer. They and their descendants were in charge of guarding the gates of the house of the Lord, the house called the tent. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. Their brothers in their villages had to come from time to time and share their duties for 7-day periods. But the four principal gatekeepers, who were Levites, were entrusted with the responsibility for the rooms and treasuries in the house of God. They would spend the night stationed around the house of God because they had to guard it, and they had charge of the key for opening it each morning. Some of them were in charge of the articles used in the temple service. They counted them when they were brought in and when they were taken out. Others were assigned to take care of the furnishings and all the other articles of the sanctuary, as well as the flour and wine and the oil, incense, and spices. But some of the priests took care of mixing the spices. A Levite named Mattatiah, the firstborn of Shallum the Korahite, was entrusted with the responsibility for baking the offering bread. Some of their Kohathite brothers were in charge of preparing for every Sabbath the bread set out on the table. Those who were musicians, heads of Levite families, stayed in the rooms of the temple and were exempt from other duties because they were responsible for the work day and night. All these were heads of Levite families, chiefs as listed in their genealogy, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maachah, and his firstborn son was Abdon, followed by Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Geder, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeam. They too lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish the father of Saul, and Saul the father of Jonathan, Melchishua, Adinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah, the sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jada, Jada was the father of Elameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri, and Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Biniah, Rephiah was his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. Azel had 6 sons, and these were their names: Azrikam, Bokarim, Ishmael, Shiriah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Thank you for joining me today for day 120 of Bible in a Year, New International Version. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 121.